Today's program has been brought to you by TechServe, New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. For more information, visit TechServe.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Dying to get a taste of Rick Bayless's local cuisine? Hoping to get into Cat Cora's new restaurant? Dreaming of having your meal prepared by Andrew Carmelini? You no longer need to score a much-coveted reservation, but instead just a well-timed layover. Celebrity chef dining is the latest trend in airport cuisine. Typically known for its abundance of fast food options, airport restaurants have recently begun to reflect the consumer demand for better dining options. Not only are these restaurants often attached to a well-known chef, but they are also often using local and sustainable ingredients from the areas in which they are located. For example, Terminal 2 in San Francisco was remodeled to be LEED Gold certified and offers a bevy of local dining options, including Napa Farms Market, Acme Bread, and Cowgirl Creamery. Tortas Frontera, Rick Bayless's Mexican restaurant in Chicago O'Hare, displays a list of its sustainable purveyors and farmers next to its menu. Chef Bayless spoke to us about his decision to use local ingredients.
Getting local ingredients into the airport was the hardest thing for us to do. And where we start with this, what we call classic Frontera flavor in sauces and salsa, we wanted to elaborate all of the dishes, create the dishes using local ingredients. When we started at the airport, they said, oh, no, absolutely not. You can only work with the approved airport vendors. And as you can imagine, they're the one-stop shops. They're the ones that are getting stuff from all over the world, basically. Well, we wanted to create a local flavor. So we found one of our specialty purveyors who was willing to take deliveries from all of the other small purveyors around town and a lot of the farmers that we work with. And then get the proper credentials to deliver into the airport, because that's another thing that's kind of hard to do, and deliver all of that stuff to our units in the airport. So we just stepped away from the big purveyors, and we got our own small purveyor, got him badged to get into the airport, but it took a long time for us to figure out how to do that. That wasn't an easy task.
The trend of fine dining and sustainable eating options at airports is not going away anytime soon. Danny Meyer's restaurant group, Union Square Hospitality Group, has announced a partnership with Delta Airlines and JFK that allows business elite passengers to order meals inspired by the menu of his barbecue restaurant, Blue Smoke. Locations of Blue Smoke and Shake Shack have been open in the Delta terminal since May. Blue Smoke chef Kenny Callahan comments on the collaboration.
I think there is a trend with airlines to kind of up the game a little bit. As you see, you know, there's probably not 1 year goes by without some airline taking over another airline, some sort of merger. And I think the competition is more fierce than ever between the airlines. And I think they're just all trying to step up their game a little bit and compete with each other at a higher level and almost outdo each other, which is fine. And that's where we fit in. It's somewhat a little unfair that you can pay $50 in a restaurant for a great meal, but when you're flying on a plane, you're spending $5,000, you're getting subpar food. So we see it as an opportunity, and as well as there is some synergy between us and Delta, being that we are already in JFK Airport operating a restaurant there. It just seemed like a good relationship to move forward with, and we're really excited about it.
Restaurant-airport partnerships have only recently begun to take off. Paul Saginaw, owner of Zingerman's in Michigan, attempted one of the first local food enterprises in the Detroit airport. He speaks to his experience.
And this was before 9/11. I thought, wow, this is a really bold vision, and it would be great to be part of that. And wouldn't it be fun to try to change people's idea of what airline food could be if you wanted to really just do something fantastic? You know, we wanted to be part of helping to, as you people were trying to rebuild the image of Detroit and, you know, have a different kind of feel when they landed. So it was pretty exciting. So we were moving forward with that company. Then at the last minute, a few things happened, and the company that we had signed up with abandoned the project, so we didn't get in there.
Clearly, times have changed, and airports are more eager now than ever to include better dining options into their terminals. James Beard, award-winning chef and best-selling author, Marcus Samuelson, has two restaurants opening up in JFK next year. He surmises on the future of airport dining.
If you think about what airport was even before 9/11, right? People came there maybe 2-3 hours before, shopped, made a real effort of being in the airport early so they can have an experience. And I think when I travel the world today, I look at airports all over the world, they're coming back to that place again where whether you go to London Airport or Paris or Frankfurt, they're really places where consumers want to linger much longer, and as they linger the longer, they want to have a real dining option. I think we have to improve the airport dining, and it's not going to go back to worse. It's going to be better and better, just like if I think about how much better fast casual food in this country has become over the last 5 years, right? It's not going to go back to being bad. It's going to just be improved on because the consumer and the chefs demands it, essentially.
The makeover of airport restaurants is no coincidence. Management companies have been established with the sole task of improving dining options and aesthetics of terminals. OTG is the second largest privately held airport food operator in the U.S. They operate more than 175 restaurants in airports across the U.S., many of them award-winning. Director of Communications, Sean Aziz, explains OTG's mission and importance in the new wave of airport dining.
Well, I mean, we've seen a dramatic turn in actually a considerable short period of time, and I think a lot of that has to do with just the traveler and the customer. You know, people are becoming more accustomed to fresh food, organic, you know, just more quality dining in their day-to-day lives. So that's been a big catalyst in the change that you've seen in airports. We'd like to think that OTG has been at the forefront of that shift. You know, in 2008, we opened the food and beverage program at JetBlue's JFK Terminal 5. And to this day, that's such a renowned program. You know, largely because the mentality that OTG has is we operate restaurants that just happen to be in airports rather than airport restaurants. And I think when you look at dining inside of an airport with that mindset of being a restaurant first, you can deliver the experience that travelers and customers are looking for.
The renovation of airports is not limited to the dining arenas. Technology has also played a major role in the overall atmosphere upgrade. As part of a partnership between OTG and TechServe, 2,000 iPads have already been installed in airports, such as LaGuardia and Minneapolis, with 5,000 set to go in Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Chicago O'Hare, Orlando, Boston, and Tucson's airports. These iPads allow travelers access to free internet use and easy ordering from restaurants in the same terminal. While it's not likely that fast food restaurants will be leaving airports anytime soon, it is exciting to know that you can eat exceptional food from an award-winning chef the next time you find yourself stuck between cities. I'm Sari Kamen with HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
The song used in this piece is Home by Tom Cruise. Thanks for listening.